excuse yourself.
Oh, right. Ian, we battered them from start to finish. Total domination of the football, battered them. I'd hate to see the stats, absolutely battered them. The football, moving them from side to side, was very, very good. Passing was very good. First half, we were a little bit shot shy, cross shy. We needed to be better than that. We sort of tried to put that right second half. But in terms of putting that right second half, we had to calm them down a little bit. You know, a little bit aggrieved, and they put so much into it and dominated the first half that they had nothing to show for it. So we had to be patient, stick to the performance, and knowing that don't be chasing it. And it'll come. And really proud of the way they went about their business. Really proud about the way they went about their business. And we deserve to win it. We deserve to win it. A lot more crosses, a lot more goal mouth action, second half, got our goal, hit the post. The one offside, when you see it, it's touch and go, because the near side, on the side of the linesman, he's actually playing them on. He's actually playing them on, so that was touch and go. So it's just a bit of luck. Even when it hit the post and come back, we kind of got it over the line. But if it did, thoroughly deserved it. Really proud of the way we went about our business. You wouldn't think we had a team at the bottom of the league. We were very, very good tonight.
It would have been easy for heads to drop when that goal didn't win, but the fact that we kept going to the 88th minute at that level, it speaks to the character.
Well, the thing about it as well, especially there's another wee side to it, especially with the place we are. You understand, it's easy to just go, oh well, it is what it is, but that's no, you've answered your question, that's not the case. The character, the spirit, the effort they put in was absolutely fantastic, and they deserved that. They deserved to win. They deserved to win. Anybody here, you know, I've got football guys here, a few of them are in my office, and they just went, oh, what, that was proper. Look, a lot of them have seen the tactics and see what we're trying to do, and the boys went on and implemented them. As I'm honest enough to say, first half, we needed to be better around our goal. Second half, peppered it a lot more. You know, we just come unstuck right at the end and no get that winner.
Obviously, the only downside is you didn't get that 3 points, but do you believe that if you play like that, those wins will come?
Well, it has to be like that. It has to be like that. But there's no easy game in this league. You know, but we need to keep believing in what we're doing. Keep trusting in each other, keep believing in each other. There's been a massive, massive... improvement in terms of, you know, since I've come in here, the way we're going about our business. We try to do it right, we try to play football right. A lot of the boys are buying into that, and I feel that they need a break in terms of, you know, just maybe even a scrappy goal or a couple of scrappy goals or a mistake. Doesn't seem to be going for us right at this moment in time. What do? You use that as your fuel and go again. I'm really proud of the boys, and if I was the Dunfermline fans and you heard them all, they know the effort and the commitment that they put into that match tonight and some of the good football.
You know, Lewis McCann obviously runs himself into the ground. Great moment for him to actually find the net.
No, he find the net. He's maybe sitting him on the bench. I was honest enough to say he may be taken out. We've maybe played him one or two games too early, but to come on and get his goal, you know, he's that physical presence as well. So, yeah, I'm absolutely delighted for him. But we just... it's football. I'll go home tonight and you'll sit and watch it, and you'll do your post-match, you'll analyse it, and you're just left. I don't know, what shot did they have apart from the goal?